Nicole Till from the Sunraysia Animal Rehousing Group. Very good morning to you, Nick.
Very good morning to you too, Matt, man.
Look, plenty to talk about when it comes to SARG. The Sunraysia Animal Rehousing Group, as you know, voluntary-based organisation. Always looking for foster carers and obviously donations to help you guys out too, eh?
Definitely, 100% foster carers. We certainly are looking for some foster carers at the moment. The more carers we have, the more dogs we can help locally.
Exactly right. So we've got three to talk about this morning. Is that right, Nick?
Correct. So we still have our beautiful Luna, the American Bulldog. So she's 2 years old now. Beautiful tan and white girl, great with other dogs, great with people, loves to please, very food orientated, so we'll do anything for food. Next one we have is Dottie. She's an American Staffy. She got her name because she has a dot right in the middle of her forehead.
Right.
She is a beautiful, it's sort of a blacky brown colour with white through her, and she's lovely. She's only about 14 months old, 15 months old, so she's only a young girl. She's learning to know what life's all about. Going out walking, she met some dogs the other day, it's great with them. Before that, she sort of was a little bit sheltered where she was and didn't have a lot of social contact with the outside world. And Pippa is a little American Staffy cross puppy. She's about 5 months old. She's in care with kids, cats, dogs, you name it, fish, turtles. She's a great all-rounder, so we're looking for a home with another dog for her if the owner's going to be away all day at work. She does love the company of other dogs, and she does love people, and she's another people pleaser as well.
All right, so which one's the pet of the week this week?
Pippa, so she'll be up this afternoon.
All right, yes, on our Facebook page, simply go to facebook.com/MMMSunraysia. We'll post that up later on this afternoon. You'll be able to check out Pippa. If there are people, you know, looking to adopt and help you guys out, what do they do?
Okay, so there's a couple of ways they can contact us. They can contact us via our Sunraysia Animal Rehousing Group page just by inboxing, and they can also contact us on the web page, which is the www.sarg, so sarg.net.au, and you can send an inquiry email that way that we'll respond to.
There we go. So make sure you get around and obviously support them. They need your help. If you'd like to become a foster carer, you've got all the details on their website as well. And obviously you can make a donation. I'd certainly appreciate that. Great to catch up with you, Nick. Thank you so much for your time as always, buddy. Have a ripper day, and we will catch you again next week.